gentlemen, and children of all ages. Some of you are still up. I know you are. This might be part of your homework assignment, right? I'm Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio Free America. And we are live here tonight. Our toll-free number, 800-313-9443. In this hour that we're together here, me, you, Radio Avenger, and my audience, we are going to have an interesting discussion as we do every night and spread the word. Dial up. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to call in. That's what Real Talk Radio is all about, all across the world. Now, in this half hour here, when we get started here in just a moment or so, I'm going to have my guest is Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, is well known, I think, in the world around us. Was, of course, in the Wall Street Journal heavily in the 80s, one of the great contributors, and, of course, an economist, also someone who has written extensively for a number of papers. And, of course, as I say, he'll be our guest in the next half hour to talk to us about a couple of his favorite subjects, and we'll invite your phone calls. Right now, let's see, is he with us? Paul Craig Roberts, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I'm doing okay, Paul. Nice to have you with us. My
Glad
pleasure.
To be with you.
Well, now, you have your own website, Paul, don't you?
No. Oh, no. That's too much trouble.
Somebody does it for you?
There are a lot of websites that post my things. I'll leave it at that.
They post a lot of your columns. In fact, just about all of your columns, I guess.
Yeah, they archive them.
Mm-hmm. One of the websites is VDare, I believe, right?
That's one of them, right.
Uh-huh. And there are a number of others, as you point out. If people type in on a search engine, Paul Craig Roberts, they will come up with a slew of those sites and your columns. And, of course, you are writing basically on a wide variety of topics, as you always have. Now, for those who don't know about you, before we take our break, because we have a quick break coming up, you were very much involved with the Wall Street Journal, I guess, in the 1980s primarily, no?
Late 70s, very early 80s.
Uh-huh.
Because I left to become Assistant Secretary of Treasury for
right.
Ronald Reagan.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you, did you last that whole term, the first term? I don't remember now.
I stayed in until we got the taxes cut and protected, and then I took the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy at the Center for Strategic and Advanced Studies at Georgetown University.
Yes. William Simon, A Time for Truth, that was one of his great books.
Right.
And I certainly recall having read that and having spoken with him on occasion. So basically, these days you're involved, of course, in a number of topics, as I just said. One of them has to do with the whole neoconservative movement today, which apparently you are not a fan of, and you have written quite extensively about. And I guess you have called the neocons, I suppose, the greatest enemy that America is facing today. Is that right?
I think the most dangerous enemy we've ever had. They're Jacobins. They're totally outside the American tradition, and they have the reins of power in their hands.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. Very interesting stuff. You, of course, worked under the, as you say, the Reagan administration, and certainly we had a lot of concern then about the growing influence of the neocon movement in the so-called mainstream media. I recall reading in the Wall Street Journal all of the pieces by William Kristol and this whole movement that basically put on its shadow of being anti-communist and yet and had a movement of Trotskyite then. All right, let's hold that thought right now. When we come back, we'll take some calls, and we'll be right back with Rick Adams and Paul Craig Roberts on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Seasons Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver products on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. I'm pleased to have with me on the line right now Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and those of you that might have a quick question or a comment, you can jump on the line if you wish right now, toll free at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Paul, as I was saying before the break, I remember the big movement in the late 70s, early 80s, the growing influence of the neoconservatives, the Crystals, William, and of course, Irving Crystal, and a number of the others who basically, I guess they really tried to take over the Democratic Party, and they didn't get a big welcome reception there. So I'm told they decided to try the Republican Party, and lo and behold, they got a better reception, and now they basically have taken over the party, huh?
They've taken over Bush. You know, when they caused all that trouble in the Reagan administration, Reagan fired them,
uh-huh,
held them accountable, and fired them. And the sort of thing that's happened under Bush could never have happened under Reagan. So it is true that they're in control of this administration. There's no doubt about that. What they did during the years when people thought that they were just allies in the Cold War against the Soviet Union, was they took over the conservative foundations, and they
uh-huh
took over the conservative magazines and media.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they are very strongly allied with the right-wing Likud party in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they've used those connections to achieve a greatly disproportionate influence in the highly concentrated American media.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives them enormous power because they use the media they control to hype themselves and to silence their critics. And they have used the administration positions they have. They essentially control all the important policy offices in military and foreign policy, intelligence. And they basically have the country in their hands. And there's not but a handful of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an extraordinary achievement, but they have an agenda that doesn't really have anything to do with American interest.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty obvious. And when you look at some of the recent scandals and questions that come up about people in the Defense Department and the Israeli influence there, if you will, recruitment of spies, Larry Franklin, for one, comes to mind, and then the organizations such as the American Enterprise Institute and others that seem to be involved very heavily with creating this control, as you say, over this administration. Now, whether George Bush himself has this so-called militaristic messianic complex, as Ralph Nader sort of characterized him in the last election, or whether or not he is just nothing more than a puppet on strings, I guess we could probably debate about that for some time to come. But be that as it may, the results of these neocons and their slavish devotion to, as you say, the Likud party in Israel has certainly brought about these rather disastrous results for America in the world, has it not?
Oh, yes, that was the reason for the invasion of Iraq. And now they're trying to be belligerent toward Syria and Iran, and they haven't any military means by which to effect this. So they may get us in a serious situation and then run to the people and say, we have to have a draft, we have to have a draft. I don't see how else they can pursue their agenda without bringing back the draft, because we've discovered in Iraq that it only took a few thousand insurgents to tie down 8 U.S. divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we are unable to occupy the country. We can't even occupy the capital. We can't even control the road to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And most of our troops there are basically protecting themselves and their own bases and trying to protect their own supply lines. So the notion that they could then attack a much larger country, such as Iran, or an adjoining Syria, which is the other side of Iraq, it sort of shows either extraordinary delusion or unwillingness to take a huge risk and count on it working in their favor and getting American patriotism all flowing again and bringing back the draft. So they are dangerous in every respect. And I don't quite know what's going to be done about them. I think Bush himself is Karl Rove's man, and what, if you remember, prior to September the 11th, the terrorist attacks, Bush was in great difficulty, in great trouble, and it had to do with the closeness of the first election and the thing being settled by one Supreme Court vote, and Karl Rove saw in the events of September 11th opportunity to wrap Bush in the flag and make him the anti-terrorism president. And what the neocons did, they seized on that to implement their agenda for a widespread war in the Middle East. And so they lied and said Iraq was involved and terrorism in Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and they kept writing speeches for Bush where he would mention the terrorist attack on America and Saddam Hussein in the same sentence.
Uh-huh.
And got everybody thinking that Iraq had something to do with it. And so that's how they launched.
And it worked, by the way.
It worked. And it still works for a large number of Americans who, you know, they're seething with resentments and emotion.
And the funny thing is, if you go back in history, we saw how the Roosevelt administration pulled Pearl Harbor on us. Now going back, you know, we've interviewed my local program in the past, Tom Kimmel, the oldest grandson of Admiral Kimmel, who has completely decimated the Roosevelt myth that, you know, he was caught off guard and we were caught off guard and so forth. And basically, when you hear people like Robert Kagan and Doug Feith and so forth, these neocons writing openly in their Project for a New American Century, telling us that we need another Pearl Harbor event to suddenly transfer America over militarily into the Middle East, then you see the connection and the parallels of history, and you have to wonder about the involvement of forces within this government and foreknowledge, and all of this has come up now, and they have admitted that Iraq was no threat to the United States, but that there was this plan where we had to become involved. And as you point out, serving the Likud party interest there, because as you probably know, Dr. Roberts, Ariel Sharon has this map of the Middle East on his on his office wall, which shows an Eretz Israel, or a greater Israel, if you will, which means, if in the biblical sense, which many of them subscribe to, it means from the Euphrates River to the Nile River, and that's quite a bit of territory there that they would like to be able to control, including the oil resources of that region. So I think that's interesting, the way it's managed to work out. I think it's pretty bold chutzpah, if you will, pretty bold stuff, and it's been done right in our very eyes, right in our faces, you know?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and you got Karl Rove there, who is the master, as you point out.
Well, I don't think he's involved in that.
Well, no, but you got him as the master of propaganda.
He just wanted to save Bush's rear end from the Democrats because it looked like Bush was illegitimate and would have a hard time.
Yep.
And it was actually Bin Laden who saved Bush.
Well, you know,
attacking the World Trade Center.
What I mean by Rove is he's managed to keep Bush, you know, as this little figure that appeals to all of these hot button issues. And as he said, you know, that this President Bush, unlike his father, managed to cultivate and keep his roots, if you will, his key support in those areas and pander to them, the Christian right, as you know, as well as the neocons, who probably don't agree on much else except this prophetic vision of the Middle East. And he's managed to keep this president somewhat popular in those circles, although that's starting to erode again now, and things could be heating up. Another area that I'd like to talk a little bit about, I know is an area that concerns you, and we're up against the clock, but we'll just touch on it now. And that is the area of outsourcing. That's something that's of concern to you, no?
Oh, yes. It should be a concern to all Americans because the jobs are disappearing.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, it doesn't seem to matter who's in the White House, does it? I mean, really, it's going to happen whether Bush is there or Kerry.
This is a new phenomenon. Under Bush, the first 4 years of Bush, normally the United States would have created, say, 8 million new jobs. Instead, it lost 750,000. It lost three-quarters of a million.
Uh-huh.
So we're almost 9 million jobs down in 4 years. Now, if that happens in the next 4 years, you're going to see, you know, lots of trouble in the United States.
Well, at least he's kept the budget deficits down, right?
Don't say that. Somebody might believe you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess there are people that still believe in mythology, huh? There you are, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The program with Rick Adams. That's me. It's Uncensored Radio. Free America. We'll be right back with you and Dr.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
We're back. Hey, all right. It's Rick Adams right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, rbnlive.com. We're speaking with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And, Paul, outsourcing, offshoring, of course,
Rick,
major.
Before you go to that, let's come back to this thing about the reason, about Israel being the reason for Iraq. Because
yes. You
say that, and I say that, people may think that we're kooks. Or we're anti-Semitic, or something like that. And we have the statement now in the media, it's all over the internet, by Philip Zelikoff. Now, Zelikoff is very close to Bush. He was the executive director of the 9/11 Commission set up to investigate the terrorist
attack. Yes, indeed. He wrote the report, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, he's also a member of PIFIAB, the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board that oversees all intelligence operations in the United States. And he's the one who recently said that the defense of Israel was the reason for the attack, American attack on Iraq.
Yes.
If people can find this, it's on the internet. It's in the Asian Times. Asian Times. It's on the Inter Press Service. And many sites have posted it. Now, this is coming from the heart of the Bush administration, and he has said this at the University of Virginia, speaking on a panel of foreign policy experts. So it you say it or I say it, we are just reporting what this man high up in the Republican power structure said.
You are absolutely
right.
All right?
So let's just, you know, you might want to get that and read it to people, and that way you can keep it clear. Otherwise, you'll have a lot of people saying that you're anti-Semitic.
Well, they're going to say that anyway, because there's a certain element out there that will always say that anytime you bring truth to them. But it's the people who think, and the people who listen to this program and this network, of course, know that really, truthfully, this administration has compromised American security, it's compromised prestige, and so forth. So.
Yep.
I think most of them are well aware of it, but you bring home a good point that people need to look at the very words of the people themselves in this administration, who speak rather, like you say, pretty boldly about what their intentions are. They don't really try to hide it anymore, and I think too often the media doesn't pick up on this. That's the amazing thing, is that you have to somehow sift through page 95 of the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Post or whatever. But it's there. If you want to get it, ladies and gentlemen, the facts are out there, and that's what we're all about. Now, this outsourcing problem, I don't know, you know, with all this talk about more so-called free trade agreements, FTAA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization,
Look,
and so forth.
Me,
how do you feel about all of this?
Let me cut to chase. Free trade and outsourcing are different things.
Yes.
We had free trade, or relatively free trade. At least, you know, we had a lot of international movement of goods and services for a very long time,
right.
Decades and decades, and it did not prevent job creation in America. We had all kinds of trade going on while jobs mm-hmm. grew every year. Now, what has happened is a new phenomenon, and mm-hmm. it's really not trade at all. What it is the demise of world socialism, which set in with the collapse of the Soviet Union around 1990, opened up to American corporations, European corporations, Japanese corporations,
mm-hmm.
all huge supplies of practically free Asian labor.
Mm-hmm.
And
particularly communist China, by the way.
Well, yes, but they're hardly communists anymore. That's right. The Chinese labor, but the Indian labor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're talking about countries each with populations of more than a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
All of us, and they're greatly underemployed. So all of a sudden, huge quantities of labor was available to first world capital and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And given the mobility of capital and technology, it simply moved there. Or it used the internet to hire their services
mm-hmm.
so that they stay in Bangalore and check into their offices in New York or Chicago or
yeah.
Los Angeles on internet every morning.
Yes.
So it became possible for the first time in history to simply, for American firms to produce without having to use American labor. And so they have ceased to hire American labor, and they are increasingly replacing existing
mm-hmm.
labor by outsourcing the jobs
yep.
or by locating production offshore, so that we now have a disconnect between the success of firms and the success of American firms
mm-hmm.
and the success of American people.
Yeah.
Because they are no longer needed by American firms in order to produce the tradable goods and services that they
well,
sell.
Well, you know, it's all about globalism and internationalism and the corporate elite, and, you know, has a lot to do with our policies that have unfortunately crippled a lot of American companies, too, over the years, as you know, tax policies, policies against capital formation. So there's a number of reasons for it, but
those are all
it's a dangerous trend.
Those are all minor, subsidiary reasons.
Well, Dr. Paul Roberts, we're out of time. You can't
okay.
stay? I guess you can't stay any longer, so we'll have you back again sometime, all right?
Okay, Rick.
Thank you
I'll
for
look
being
forward
with
to
us. Great. Okay, I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, that job paid off. Says he got a bad call, wants to get it paid off.
And we're back. All righty, we're back. The program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Hello, I'm Rick Adams on Republic Broadcasting Network, and you may dial in at any time you want with your thoughts and comments about the subject we've just been orating about with Paul Craig Roberts, quite a guy. He's up there now in his years, but you can see he's never for a loss of words or strong thoughts, that's for sure. Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm your radio avenger, Rick Adams. I'd like to shift gears for a moment, but you're free to talk about that subject or subjects, including outsourcing. One of the things that has always intrigued me is this whole war on religion in America today, and particularly the war on Christianity and our nation's heritage, by such groups as the American Civil Liberties Union and various and sundry other groups that have worked to essentially create a judicial dictatorship in America today. Well, you know the situation about Judge Roy Moore, for those of you listening right now in Alabama, and he, of course, is no longer Alabama Chief Justice of their Supreme Court, but he put it this way, he hasn't particularly given up yet. You will be seeing him resurfacing again. And he's not alone. He's not the only judge in America that believes in placing the Ten Commandments in his classroom. I mean, courtroom, whatever. Anyway, he's not alone. There's a judge by the name of Judge M. Ashley McCatan who has essentially done likewise. And in fact, I guess it was last December 13th that this judge began wearing a judicial robe in his courtroom upon which he had the Ten Commandments placed. And in fact, they were embroidered in gold lettering. And within a couple of days, of course, the American news media, or should I say the national anti-American news media, were reporting and distorting on the judge's action, drawing some comparisons to Judge Roy Moore in Alabama and his decision to put the Ten Commandments monument on the state Supreme Court rotunda. Well, this judge, McCatan, was interviewed by certain publications. One of them was the New American publication, which I certainly recommend to you. You can go online and look it up, the New American. And he was asked a number of questions about what really inspired him to make the law his lifetime career. And essentially, he said that he felt very strongly he had a great influence upon him, and he was a young kid, and he believed that someday he would be in a position to be able to do the types of things that he's doing now and stand up for the law, but not just the secular law, but the secular law being based upon the Ten Commandments. And essentially, that's what this whole fight is all about in America. Whose law are we actually going to live under? Man's laws, secular laws that are absolutely devoid of any divine intent, or the laws that help to create this republic, those laws of the Ten Commandments, in my opinion at least. Well, anyway, Judge McCatan has distinguished himself in such a manner, as has Judge Roy Moore, by displaying those Ten Commandments right on his clothing, right on his judicial robes, if you will. Now, that's pretty interesting. Because here's a case not only of his courtroom, but he himself wearing the apparel, ladies and gentlemen, that is adorned by the Ten Commandments. Pray tell, how in the world can any court tell him what he must or must not wear on his judicial robes, I ask you? Well, you know, it all comes back to this question of federalism. And the question of states' sovereignty. I don't like to say the word state rights, because states don't have rights. People have rights. State sovereignty means, essentially, that our state governments are to have the kind of control and decision-making power based upon the sovereignty of the borders of those states and the Constitution that rules those states. Now, this business of the United States Supreme Court getting involved in running the states is a direct violation, in most cases, of the U.S. Constitution, is it not? Don't you think so? I do. I happen to think that if you want to go back a number of years, you can go back many, many years, right back to the New Deal, actually, when eventually the New Deal was accepted by the court. But you've got to remember, initially, when President Roosevelt started to push the New Deal, he was met with hostility from a constitutional court, a court that kept striking down all of the provisions of the New Deal as unconstitutional power grabs. Well, once that was taken care of and gotten out of the way, I guess it wasn't very much longer or much more effort involved to try to continue down this path to totalitarian government. And that's what groups like the ACLU and others, I think, would like to impose upon America, is this central planning idea, this centralization of power. After all, they are asking the federal government to dictate to the states in fashion that would probably resemble an old Soviet Politburo. The states are to make decisions in all areas where the federal government is not empowered by the Constitution. Now, that's the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, right? You bet it is. And yet we had the Supreme Court arrogantly in the 1962 and 3 prayer and Bible reading decisions, having to do initially with the New York State public school system, the Board of Regents in 1951, actually, they had composed a prayer that had to do with recitation before the beginning of every school day. And then along came just less than a decade later, we had a group of people filing suit against the New York School Board of Education. And, of course, they claim that their rights were violated under the Constitution and essentially claim that the prayer was unconstitutional. There were some 20 states that came into these cases as friends of the court to support the position of the school board, but on the opposite side of prayer and freedom to pray were the ACLU, the American Jewish Committee, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rit, and other Jewish and non-Jewish organizations supported these five parents who objected to the state prayer in New York. It was William J. Butler, a New York attorney, represented the five parents. There was Beecham Diker, a lawyer on Port Washington, New York, representing the school board. Porter B. Chandler of New York City, representing the parents of the New York Hyde Park School District case, who wanted to keep the Regents' Prayer. So you had a mix there. But they keep forgetting what the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says. And the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear, I think, pretty blatant. Even a, well, even a college professor could probably read it if he weren't so blinded by his own ideology. Well, there are some good college professors, but I'm speaking of the extremists, the radicals that would basically torture logic and torture our Constitution, and that's what they've done. See, the First Amendment makes it clear that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In New York, in the early 60s, this prayer that we were talking about, specifically this decision of the Supreme Court, said that the Regents' Prayer did not violate that portion of the First Amendment which restrains Congress from prohibiting the free exercise of religion, but violated only the, quote, Establishment Clause, unquote, that portion which restrains Congress from making a law respecting an establishment of religion. Justice Hugo Black wrote the majority opinion. He was joined by Chief Justice Earl Warren, the infamous Earl Warren, and by Justices Tom Clark, John Marshall Harlan, and William Brennan, Jr. Justice William O. Douglas concurred in the decision in his separate opinion. Now, Justice Frankfurter did not participate because he was in the hospital at the time. Justice Byron White, the newest judge on the court at the time, did not participate because he joined the court after the case had started to be argued. And Justice Potter Stewart at the time dissented. I'm just giving you a little bit of background here so you'll know what happened in these cases. But here was the beginning. Here was the beginning in the late 50s and the early 60s of the courts, and particularly the U.S. Supreme Court, willing to get involved in striking down certain provisions of state law, if not the entire law, respecting the rights of parents and their children to govern themselves and their school affairs. The Tenth Amendment, see, does not give the federal government any authority to deal with education, for instance, since it is not specifically mentioned in the Constitution. You say, well, now, what about the idea that the courts can engage in judicial review and can assume and assert their authority to strike down laws which they feel might violate either the so-called 14th Amendment, which was never legally ratified, or the First Amendment? Well, in fact, the Congress of the United States, and only the Congress, my friends, has the authority to regulate all appellate jurisdiction of all courts, federal up to the Supreme Court, in Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2. How many of you knew that? How many of you knew that in order for the courts to hear a case, essentially the Congress must first authorize them to do so? You see, it specifically states that, you know, that all appellate jurisdiction of the federal courts and the Supreme Court basically are at the mercy of the United States Congress. In other words, Congress can withdraw the courts, federal and Supreme Court, Circuit Court of Appeals, all of them, right up the appellate ladder, if it wishes, from any case whatsoever having to do on appeal, not coming from the federal government, that is original jurisdiction, but all cases on appeal. Congress can abolish that jurisdiction. It has the right to regulate it and the right to control it. And you say, well, that's interesting, Rick. Why in the world did our founding fathers do that? Good question. You know why? Let me see if somebody out there might know why. Oh, by the way, you can dial me in right now anywhere from anywhere in the world and tell me. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'll tell you why, though, if you don't want to answer me. It has to do, let me give you a little hint. It has to do with that concept, once again, of state sovereignty. State sovereignty. The founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution, had to agree on one basic principle, among others, and that was that in order to form this union, under the federal government, states had to have their sovereignty respected in such a way as the federal government, through the courts, unelected bureaucrats, and so forth, could not dictate to them their local affairs. And by golly, that's exactly what happened, isn't it? Well, that's why. That's why Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution says what I just said to you. Because it means that, and the Founding Fathers felt that, the state sovereignties must come first. So that if indeed, right now, the Congress of the United States wishes to remove from the jurisdiction of the court any case relating to prayer, Bible reading, the Ten Commandments, homosexuality, and gay marriage, which it already has passed in the House, it can do that. Remove the courts from hearing those cases. Now, it has passed the House. Several bills, in fact. One of them having to do with gay marriages and the rights of the legislatures to pass laws restricting them. So, therefore, if the Senate were to agree on this companion bill and pass it, and Mr. Bush were to sign it, if he is the so-called states' rights or that he claims, well, that's the end of it. You don't have to argue anymore over the Ten Commandments or gay marriages or any of these other things. It's up to the legislatures of those states to do so. You follow me? All right, let's take a call or two right now before the break. Hello, Matthew, Texas. You're on the air with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Hello there.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty upset with what's going on with the world today.
Join me.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
You know, how does one as an individual go about changing it? You know, I understand, get more listeners, get more people to understand. I'm doing the best I can. Obviously, you know, I'm putting away the gold, the silver, because, you know, I'm just waiting for the crap to hit the fan, as some people say.
Uh-huh.
But what exactly are we to do? Is your country mine again, to be my, like my father said, his. You know, when I was 13 years old, there's a, I'm from Michigan originally and now live in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was pretty straightforward about how if the seatbelt law passed then.
I'll tell you what, Matthew, can you stay right there? We've got this quick break coming up.
You bet.
Stay where you are. I'll be right back with you. All right. Well, we're going to take that break in just a moment. You stay where you are. Anybody else wants to jump on the line, you can do so right now. And that number again is 800-313-9443. Good question. Seatbelts, all of these other laws, we'll be addressing them with this caller and you very quickly in just a few moments, and we're going to take that break. In case you're just wondering, yes, who is this man, the Radio Avenger? Well, I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We're on weeknights right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 9 o'clock to 10 Central Time, and we're here because we care about your freedom, your Constitution, and, of course, your nation. We don't want to lose everything that we are losing right now as we speak. So that's why we ask you, spread the word, turn off the TV at night, turn on the radio, and we will be right back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can look us up at rbnlive.com on the net. We'll be back now.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
All righty, we're back on Uncensored Radio Free America. And Matthew is in Austin. Matthew, you still there?
You betcha.
All right. Now, you were bringing up a number of problems, as you say, and how to prepare and what's going to happen to us. And I think you just happened to mention a favorite topic of mine, seatbelts, I believe, mandatory seatbelt use. Is that right?
Well, actually, I was bringing up the seatbelt topic only for one reason, to bring up history.
Yes.
18 years ago, when I was 13 years old, being 31 now, my mother spoke to me, and unfortunately, she's getting lost in the whole media now, but she spoke to me then. She said, son, there's a seatbelt law that's up now, and if they can now tell me what I can do in my car, we are in big trouble. And when you are my age, being my mother is 20 years older than I am, therefore, that's going to be 2 years from now. For me, it's going to be a completely different, 20 years from now, it's going to be a completely different world you live in that I'm living in now.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing that it did pass.
Yep.
And my mother got fairly passive, and so did a lot of the family around me. And it completely blows my mind that they can tell me what to do in my car. You know, I wear my seatbelt. As a matter of fact, my son just got in an accident Saturday. I went to San Francisco, and he decided to not only drop us off the airport, but drive our Mercedes around and tour it around the town. He picked up some friends, and wham, he didn't hit another car. He hit another pole, and he towed the car, and luckily nobody was hurt. But go figure, everybody's wearing the seatbelt, and they walked away, and
That's just one more example, you see, of how the federal government is imposing this on the states, you know, through extortion and blackmail, telling them that they will not receive federal funding for their highways, their roads, their streets, their bridges, if they don't come up with some sort of a plan for seatbelts. And, of course, the same is true of alcohol and the drunken driving laws. And the same is also true of other areas where the federal government wants control. They do it with the schools. They do it with everything that we have always considered to be the domain of the states, haven't they?
Well, it's fairly ironic how at the exact same time the war on drugs started, the war on religion started, the war on everything that's going on in our world now, it started then. And, you know, for me, I was younger then. And I'm growing up now, and I see this world that I, you know, amongst me, and I'm just, like, completely dumbfounded.
Yep. Well, you know, you're right. I'm glad you're very perceptive in that you see this whole conglomeration of assaults on our freedoms, on our heritage, coming basically out of the same time frame. And I believe what that indicates is what happened after the wars, and particularly after the hippie generation of the 60s, we had a complete shift in our society, a change in our morals, our values. And wars have a way of doing that, breaking up families and marriages and stuff. But basically what happens is the morality of our nation has, like the soil, been eroded, you see? And with that erosion comes Big Brother, comes the state as God. We are reaping this humanistic God because we have abandoned the God of our founding fathers. And it all makes sense, doesn't it, when you look at it from that perspective?
It's actually very scary when you think about it.
You're right, my friend.
The world and the way that we are allowing things to happen from one standpoint, and the way that we're participating in the things that are happening.
Yes, sir.
We can choose, if we want to right now, we can choose to go to Walmart. We can choose to go to Target. We can choose to go to Exxon. We can choose to go to our local stores, our local people that are selling gas, that are attempting to sell us gasoline. And I'm not pro-gasoline, but I'm just saying we need gasoline today, and it's an immediate moment.
Hey, listen,
we can go to our local store and get gasoline.
We're out of time.
Go to the corner store that is supported by Exxon.
Call me again tomorrow night. We'll discuss this. It's a very good issue. We're going to pick it up tomorrow night right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams saying good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass
last, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.